The team at Violent Gentlemen saw what I could do at their weekly skate and decided it was time to make our relationship official. Proud to announce the newest sponsor of the Eat 'Em Up podcast, Orange County's finest Violent Gentlemen Hockey Club.
Get ready for some hot takes, off-the-wall topics, and candid conversations with current and former players. It's time for Eat 'Em Up with Emerson Edom.
What's up, Ducks fans? Thank you for tuning in to yet another epi of Eat 'Em Up, and I have Billy Marks with me. Billy, I'm looking forward to this convo because you're a hockey player in a skateboarder's body. Like, I truly believe that. I mean, you got the flow.
Just don't have the size.
Is that what's hindered? That's what the scouts say? That's what the scouts have said?
I tried, and then they're like, nah.
Do you win your 50-50 battles?
Usually ends in a penalty somehow.
Just fighting to stay in it.
So no.
What were your overall thoughts on the Ducks game we just had outside? I'm super stoked on it. So not going to disclose anything. We're going to have you wait for the teasers that come out and the overall sesh. But we had a skateboarding competition. It was the traditional skate game, but we flipped it a little bit to add some spice to it, and it was Ducks, and it was fabulous. I had such a good time. Billy, what were your thoughts on my skateboarding / hockey playing skills? Be honest.
You really surprised me. Some of the stuff, I was like, that's a letter for sure. Can't do that.
Some of your tricks were so smooth. Like, to see that firsthand, Billy, was epic for me. Like, I remember watching you at the SLS competition there at Honda Center. Actually, no, that Ontario. Was Ontario. Yeah. That was Ontario. That's right.
And I told them we should do Honda Center, and they never did. They don't listen to me.
Hey, you know what? That was an epic battle that day. And let's just take me back a little bit. Like, where did you grow up? How did you get into skating? And just touch on that a little bit.
All right, so Corona, I moved there when I was like 7 or 6 and kind of been there ever since. Just local neighborhood kids, friends of mine started skating. I was like, oh, great. And then one of my friend's parents opened a skate shop. I was like, I guess this is what I'm doing now. I played roller before that, and I really wanted to play ice hockey forever. And then my parents were like, oh, it's too expensive. Looking back, it was like $400. I'm like, really? You couldn't just pay $400 so I could play?
Wow.
So then I just took to skateboarding.
That's great to hear firsthand, because that's such a big topic of conversation in the hockey world, is prices for equipment, prices for... And so the Anaheim Ducks have the Learn to Play program. So they're giving away free equipment for if you want to start up, learning.
Dude. Because I need new skates, new stick.
We got the sign-up sheet ready to go.
$1,500 for the good stuff.
Anaheim Ducks are doing such great things. Both Ryan Getzlaff and Corey Perry just contributed just a ton of money, contributed a ton of time to really start this program and help start this Learn to Play program. And it's a program that if I'm walking down the street and either just I strike up a conversation when it comes to hockey and just like, no, your son or daughter, you're telling me they want to start Anaheim Ducks, the Learn to Play program. There's nothing better out there. So that's just awesome that there's a solution now to what could have potentially made you a full-blown hockey player, not just a greaser now.
We could have been Switch right now.
I could have been Skater?
Yeah.
My brother got an Alien Workshop board way back in the day, and
that was actually my first board.
Oh, really? Yeah. And he got it. I'm like, dude. And we always used to skate after practice was done. My Pee Wee team, LA Hockey Club. We had Bo Bennett, Matt Nieto, Jason Zucker, and myself. That's 4 future NHLers. And the one thing we did after every practice was go outside of Westminster Ice. Cars ripping through, almost getting hit, but just trying to practice kickflips. And I don't think we got anything further than a kickflip, but you know, we were having fun, having a good time. So what about like just I always think about the movie Grind. I think it's an underrated movie. Like I really do. Like, I think there's so much camaraderie at the local skate park. Can you touch on that just in your early days, and then we'll get to some hockey talk.
As far as the movie, I think I may have watched it once, but I was like, this is Nope.
No, you weren't feeling it?
No.
Even the little Ryan Scheckler scene there at the...
They got Scheckler, Chad Fernandez.
I didn't know he was in there.
Who else is in there? Brian Sumner. There's a bunch of...
Really?
Like, known good skaters. And I was like, it's just...
I feel like it's underrated. It goes down in my book as just a fun movie to watch. And it always brought me back to the... Just skate park for me, or whether it was in front of the ice rink, like just the camaraderie with the community and your boys, you know, getting a little trouble here and there. I mean, that's just kind of the scenes that, you know, getting a little bit of trouble too. I thought that was all part of growing up and having fun. But
my son's doing the same thing. Yeah, it's not skating, just getting in trouble doing other stuff. But I mean, I think that's like every kid goes through that.
And talk about your kids, your family, of course, Eliza, your wife. Touch on that real quick.
We just got married almost a year ago.
Congratulations. Thank you. Congratulations, Eliza.
And my kids are great. My daughter maybe rides horses. Like,
oh, that's awesome. Peaceful. Like,
no.
No?
I'll show you a video expensive? After this.
So you were complaining about hockey, and now it's these carrots costing 20,
tens of 20 thousands bands. Of dollars. But she does like barrel races, which is not peaceful.
And it's... She scary has one
tonight, actually.
And it's scary. Are they
it's
jumping
terrifying.
Over? And they're jumping over the barrels?
Is no, that what just it, around?
Around.
This is a
still
2,000-pound horse.
Yeah.
So I went to one of her races, and this like horse trainer who's been doing it for 30 years did the barrels, bucked her off. The horse stepped on her head. I think she broke her arm. And then my daughter's next. I'm like, don't get her the kind of there. Like, can't deal with it.
Expensive or not expensive? I mean, more than hockey or less than hockey?
Way more.
Yeah. Wow. And how far is the barrel racing? If that's the selective venue, where's the barrel racing or horse racing venue? Is it close to your Corona?
The one tonight is like 10 minutes from my house.
Where does she train?
Norco.
Practice in, practice out.
Norco.
Yeah. Okay. So big plot of land, horses. Down, yeah. And is there different categories? This is so interesting. Is there different categories? So there's does the barrel.
Barrels, poles. There is like.
Poles are jumping over?
No.
Like, that's a question.
Weaving in and out.
What's equestrian? Or is that just horse racing? Or is that just horses in general?
Honestly, I can't give you an answer. I don't know.
This is so. This
I know is there's equestrian centers. Like,
this is a topic for another discussion because I am so fascinated by it. Going back to hockey.
Wait, hold on. I got to say my son because then
you're set.
He does motocross, which is not fun to watch.
And it's like unsafe. Full,
yeah, it's scary. He's broken like everything.
I have family out in Menifee, and some of the gory injuries I've seen, like just pictures of the wrist just going completely the other way, just hanging just by the skin. Yeah. And it's so gnarly. And so you're terrified of, you know, just when your kids are both doing their respective.
And it's like, I know what could happen.
Yeah.
And they're just like, oh, we're kids. Nothing will ever happen.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, it happens.
Yeah. And so you're there, you're watching the whole thing, or you have to look away at any point?
No, I'll usually watch all of it. Like my son, big track, and he's just somewhere else. And then if he doesn't show up with the rest of the kids, then it's like, oh, no. Cool. So it is scary, but also fun.
Cool. My son's into karting. So he's in his cadet kart. It's a two cycle. He rips out there. So I get that same fear. But, you know, bike's different than a kart.
I trust him. I don't trust anyone else.
Okay.
So it's like if he's out there by himself.
Including the horses or?
I mean.
Is that what you kind of toss in there?
Like, I'll trust the horses more than some other kid on a motorcycle.
Yeah, okay.
Like,
okay. And can you see both in their respective, you know, sports going places? Like, are they taking it seriously?
Absolutely.
Oh, great.
It's just if they want to. I think my daughter wants to more than my son. He's kind of just like, oh, I'm a teenager now, so I'm going to hang out with friends and do other stuff. So
yeah. Okay. But, I'm rooting for them. If you love today's content, then I'd love for you to take a trip over to VGHC.com or stop by their Costa Mesa flagship store to see what the club is cooking up for hockey fans worldwide. And quickly touch on where you're at in your skating career. You talked about, you know, just grown up SoCal. Where are you at skating in your career right now?
As far as skating?
Yeah.
I mean, getting towards the end. You can only do it for so long. Yeah. I have a pro shoe out. Fallenfootwear.us. It's a revolver. Just buy my shoe. And then I got another one coming out in, I think, like 2 months.
We're on it, give a little shout out to those who support you. Fallen, of course.
Fallen Footwear, Toy Machine, since forever ago.
I think iconic. So cool.
Sponsored 20 years ago.
Little teaser here. The board I was using. Both are boards.
Toy Machine board too.
Both are boards, of course, Toy Machine, but
you had the Last Supper one though. That one's good.
It's unbelievable. Just local Zoomies. Can I shout them out? Is there any
I think you're good.
Okay. Competition there. Shout out to Zoomies. We were just strolling Zoomies
events.
We were strolling the Cerritos Mall there and hit up a Zoomies and oh my son, he's so there's this great just a great program. Through his school, and it's a skateboarding after school program. It's unbelievable. See, so
I don't understand why we didn't have that kind of stuff. Like back in my day, it was like, oh, that's skating's bad.
Yeah,
I'm like, there's nothing wrong with it. Like
shout out to Skate Dogs. Yeah, that's they run it. They have a couple locations. I think they do a couple different schools within the Long Beach area. It's just unbelievable. He's coming in. They give him, you know, these little stickers, little rewards, you know, each milestone that you hit. It's incredible. And I just want to hear you look back on your career, your most memorable accomplishment for whatever reason. I want to get into some hockey, but just what's your, you look back on your illustrious career, like honestly, like just legend. You were, I mean, I've seen the old Barracks skate videos, the skate videos, the game we, you know, just play, like those videos, just epic for me looking back on those. And you know, you were a skater that I looked up to. It's just, so touch on your most favorite memory in skating.
I mean, all right, there's probably two that are equal. First pro board, first pro shoe.
That's epic.
As soon as it comes out, it's like I did it. Like smooth sailing from here.
Yeah.
It's not, but that's like a huge thing. That's what everyone wants. And once it happens, it's like, oh, okay, I did it. I'm here now. And you just kind of go from there and like
figure out
how to make your career better.
And there's so many skateboarders in the world. That's the thing. And you were...
Well, now with Instagram, it's like everyone's a pro skater.
Yeah.
It's
yeah, back in the day, you were in a select category where you were with a skate team.
Yeah, and they had to recognize your skills. And now it's like, okay, yeah, this guy can do this. So it's got washed out real fast.
And on top of that, like you talked about how expensive gear is, right? So, you know, my parents, I mean, hockey, expensive sport. My brother was playing hockey too. So that's double the cost. And then my sister, she was in swimming, the cream of the crop for her. So it was expensive, you know, going to Irvine every day for her too. And when you start getting stuff for free or on the company and just getting product, right? I mean, that's just something that it's just cool, right? I mean,
oh, it's amazing.
For myself, making it to the show, you know, having equipment reps there, hey, try this stick out. Okay, I'll fool around with this when, you know, you were just it was an arm and a leg there costing you back in the day, right? To your parents. And so
I mean, for skating, the parents were like, all right, you get one board for 3 months. You had to make it last. And then it was like, I had to stop skating for like a couple weeks towards the end of that. I was like, I can't even skate this board, but I know in like 3 weeks I'm getting a new one. And now that boards are free and it's just like so good.
Unbelievable.
And then it's like, I feel like it's kind of like once you're pro, you're kind of sponsored for life by whoever, like, cause you have friends that work at companies or whatever. So if Toy Machine were falling, like went out of business, I'd be like, all right, I can get shoes. Like just homie hookup, you know?
Yeah.
But neither of those companies are going out of business. So we're good.
And that's so fast. Like, you know, for me, I mean, just getting that equipment, and for you, it's signatures, like hockey players, you know, whether it's Getzy, Pears, I mean, they get their name on the stick. I hadn't got to that, you know, point in my career, but for you, certainly part of a select group that is just unbelievable. Let's get into some hockey here.
Wait, is this something you're looking forward to, though?
What?
Getting the name on the stick?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Is that similar to like Pro Board?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the first step is getting everything for free, right? I think you hit a certain point where you're probably sponsored by your local skate shop, right? Yeah. Before your, toy machine or whatever. Who was your first deal as far as plastering Billy Marks marks on a product?
Toy machine. Yeah. Like I had sponsors before that, but Toy Machine is what like set me off like on my career.
Toy Machine.
I will never quit.
What category do I fit in when I get a Toy Machine tat? Is there a specific
awesome
club? Yeah. Like
Ed Templeton's gonna be psyched. He loves seeing tattoos, especially his art.
Yeah. I think Toy Machine, I mean, it is iconic, but there's just been something so different about it, different at the time when it was just first on the scene. It was just, to me, you know, characters that I've never seen before. And it was so creative and different. And I loved it. And I mentioned my brother getting the Alien Workshop board, his first one. But, I've had Toy Machine boards and, talk about real quick before we move on to hockey.
All right.
Your custom board, was it just the one, the hockey board? This is perfect segue in our hockey.
I ripped off the Ducks pretty much.
Okay, the color scheme?
Colors and just kind of the idea.
Okay.
If you could insert a little photo of the board right now in the podcast, it would be great.
So I went on eBay. I tried to get the last one on the market and I got scammed. Straight up, I got scammed, paid like $250 for it. I was telling you about it. And I got board was never sent. I was like, whatever. But
did if you get your money back?
I didn't. I don't think I took the time. I probably had the option to. Didn't eBay. Take the time.
Oh, okay.
But long story short, we need to work on that. If you can track that down for me, we'll save some of the details. Already got the hookup, but if you see one out there, you know.
I got you.
Okay. Appreciate
it. I have one, but that's.
So check it out. Just one, so Google Billy Marks hockey skateboard. What is there a specific name to it?
No, I think hockey sect. I don't know.
Okay.
I honestly don't know.
I
did have two hockey boards, but the other one's long gone. That was like
Google Billy 15 Marks years ago, so. Hockey skateboard. It'll come up. It's
you'll see it. It's a Ducks color.
It's at the top of the list for me and skateboards. It is unbelievable. I can't wait. I know I'm going to get my hands on it. I know I am. And okay, so you've had a hint of hockey, whether growing up, of course, your signature board we just talked about. What got you into being a Ducks fan?
The movie.
Cool.
I think that's. For most people my age, the movie for sure. And then like what a year later, the team comes. I'm like, this is great. And I live 15 minutes away. We got season tickets for the first, I think, two seasons. Went to the very first game. It was real good.
Wow.
Like we watched Kings games because that's all we had. And then, yeah, Gretzky was great. But then right down the street, I have this.
Yeah.
I'm a Ducks fan now.
Wow.
Always been even, doing good, doing bad. It's always Ducks.
And tell the fans out there where you like to sit.
Right behind the net.
As low as
I can go.
Why behind the net?
I'm just
fascinated why some like the upper bowl, some like the behind the net, some like this.
If you're up higher, you could see everything, yeah. But I like just the action right there.
You like hearing that hit that shakes the glass right in front of you.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I feel like I see the goal go in before anybody else in the arena. I'm just like watching. I'm like, that's a goal. I stand up and then everyone stands up after me. I'm like, what the are you guys watching? Did you not see what happened?
Yeah. No. Oh, that's and once again, just I have buddies that like red line right in the middle. They can see both.
It does suck if all the goals are on the other net the entire game. You're like, oh, this is kind of boring. But the games you get lucky and like, yes, I saw 7 goals on this side. It's amazing.
Who do you like right now on this team? On this Ducks team, who do you admire? Who are you a fan of? Who do you cheer for?
I like McTavish.
Nice.
He's good.
Yeah. He's a stud. He's young. He's got leader written all over him. I admire him because he's the first one on, last one off. Just when it comes to each practice, each pregame skate, it's unbelievable to watch. So the leadership's there, but his wall work's there. Just his quick, just pop out plays, his ability to find the open ice, and he's just a big game player.
It seems like every game is getting better and better.
Exactly. Not only that, but to do what he's done in some of the late game moments, you look at some of the Boston games earlier in the season, just some of the big time late game moments. It's what any organization needs that wants to be successful, right? Yeah. If you think of just, I don't know, Perry and Getsy back in the day, the cup era, they had big time players that came in clutch moments. I certainly believe that Mason McTavish is going to be that guy. I mean, he already is, but through this window that's going to come about of, I mean, we have Menti, we have Tristan Luneau.
Dostal's going to be.
Dostal, you know, him and Gibby. I mean, we might have the best goalie tandem in the league, and it's just about, you know, finding the nooks and crannies within the skaters.
But just how to make it all work.
You got Menti, you got Radko Gudas playing great. You got Leo. You mentioned Mac T. Frank Vetrano's loving it here. Stromer's playing well. So if you look at what's to come, you got Olin Zellweger, right? So who's got an assist last night and a big win.
Two call-ups yesterday?
Yeah, two call-ups. Glenn Godden and Pablo Regenda from San Diego. They both did really well. And I love that. I love how you mentioned Mac T. That is such a good pick. Leo is just looking fire, shift in and shift out. And lastly here, like who do you want to see either, if you're a fan just landscape-wise in the National Hockey League, who do you like in the league? You're an Anaheim Ducks fan. Who, by the time their career's done, you want to see them in an Anaheim Ducks uniform? Who do you respect out there? Who do you love out there? And you're like, dude, I love the Ducks. I want to see him at one point in that nice plum.
I think I'm going to say Bedard.
I love that. Why not? Bedard and Leo. At some point, you have Leo Carlson just sign a, I don't know, at a, an 8x15 because he's just going to rip it up.
Yeah.
And Bedard at the tail end of that, maybe he signs a, I don't know, a five. You know, they're going to sign him to whatever. But, you know, just you get what I mean. Just at the end of Bedard's tenure in Chicago, Leo's just a franchise. He's in franchise mode. He's just such shift in and shift out. He is such a great player. High percentage plays, play after play. You put Leo Carlson, the playmaker, the disher first, with the shooter first in Bedard. I mean, could you imagine?
Unstoppable.
That's unfair. So, hey, I like that prediction. I love me some Leo. I think he's been so dynamic. The young crop we have, just guys stepping up to the plate. Sylvie, Isaac Lundstrom was skating well, killer doing what he's doing. But when all the guys come back, Zegras, Troy Terry, Mac T, Leo, when all these guys are back, you set yourself up for a great start right out of the gate.
Yeah, once you guys have a healthy team,
yeah,
it's going to be good.
Yeah.
And like everyone's fairly new, it seems like. Once they start putting it together, I think they'll be like old Ducks, like unstoppable.
Anything else you want to tell Ducks Nation here? I mean, is there any plugs where we can find you, what you're looking forward to next?
All right. Instagram, Billy_Marks, fallenfootwear.us, buy my shoe, Toy Machine, favorite brand ever. I think that's it.
Feelings mutual. No, I appreciate you. I'm glad we linked up.
That was great.
Ducks fans, make sure you tune in to our Ducks skate session that was lights out. I had so much fun today. Billy, thanks again for cruising. And this is not the last time. We're gonna do round two next year.
I'll come back whenever you want.
I already told Billy I'm going to give him a free session on me. Work on those strides.
Slap shot.
The slap shot, basic fundamentals. Hockey 101.
All right. I'll take
just hockey for dummies. And we will just to the narrowest degree work on the basics, and you'll be flying come next season.
Perfect.
Okay. Thanks for cruising in once again, Billy.
Thank you.
Ducks fans, thanks again for tuning in to yet another epi of Eat 'Em Up. See you next time.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on Duckstream.